Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. All right, ladies, welcome back. So today we have with us special guest, Ilona Lipari. And Ilona is the founder and CEO of The Life School, keynote speaker, trainer, facilitator, expert panelist that just really has so much knowledge and experience. And she has this incredible book that she just launched, which I'm excited to dive into and discuss because this is really in our wheelhouse about creating a vision, purpose-driven life. So it's like we have these visions, we have these ideas, we have something so unique and special inside of us, but it's like, how do we go about living and leading that? How do we create the intention to live and lead a confident life that aligns with who we are? So I'd love for Ilona to tell us a little bit more about herself and the backstory, but all the goodness that we're going to find inside of her book as well. So Ilona, welcome.
Rachel, thank you so much for having me here. And yeah, I think you started off just right. We are first and foremost the leaders of our lives, right? Because the more we get intentional about the values that we lead under or the vision that we want to create for our personal life, that's how it manifests in our professional journeys as well. Whether we're entrepreneurs or intrapreneurs, it absolutely applies to both. I guess I can start with my origin story. Natively, I'm from Albania. I moved to the U.S., specifically New York, over 25 years ago. And then I was very early injected, I guess, the American dream from my parents that you've got to become successful, whether it was personal or professional. So that's kind of what I did. I graduated with this management and finance and climbed the corporate ladder for a Fortune 500 company, which actually happened to be in growth mode. So I was in the right place at the right time. I was very blessed to be able to do different roles for them, marketing, sales, HR for many years. And then my latest one was a regional director. That's where I really fondled my love for operations, processes, and leadership. Those are all the things that were necessary at that phase. However, just like anything new, each point of our journey kind of serves us for that stage and phase of life that we're in. I started feeling unfulfilled 5 years ago in those top C-suite positions because the company is actually acquired by another company. The culture changed, very profit-driven. There was no more future. And me being an ambitious, curious person, I started feeling the lack of fulfillment from the work I was doing. I lost sense of my purpose there. So that's kind of where the conflict arose. And I started looking into personal development, you know, mentors, people where I could just learn and figure out what those next steps were going to be. I never wanted to do another 9-to-5. That just felt like done. That felt like a season of my life where I was done doing that. So that's kind of where entrepreneurship showed up. So I said, okay, I'm going to give this a try. Never thought I'd be an entrepreneur. However, being in the journey of entrepreneurship, I realized that I was actually very much an entrepreneur within that big company because I was always figuring out, you know, what next steps, how to problem solve pretty much, how to add value. I was unconscious as to what I was doing, which I guess made me very successful. And they saw that and promoted me various roles. I now very proudly align under the mission of helping purpose-driven entrepreneurs, people like me, that put purpose first to be able to align purpose with profit and then kind of do more good in the world because I really feel a big connection between the impact of the work that I do and the way that it creates, you know, impact with other people and society overall. So the way that I do that is through helping entrepreneurs and corporations with their operations of branding, marketing, sales systems, and team so they can create consistent sales and cash flow and scale, whether it's the scaling of their vision and impact or the scaling of their profit. Most of the people that come to me are also very social entrepreneurs. They want to contribute towards causes. So I also help them align their foundations or nonprofits ventures with their for-profit ventures as well, so that it's all under one umbrella and they're focused on one thing and they're able to create more meaningful change in the world.
If that's somebody listening, they're like, wow, he's made it. Like, that is success, right? And so I know that, you know, why we kind of bring in some of that backstory is to make it more relatable because of the journey that led to those, you know, quote unquote successes. And having that experience and coming through all these different facets of business and the experience that you have and that led you into this entrepreneurial space has taught you so much that having two perspectives now, being in a Fortune 500 company and then working for yourself, but also in that working for yourself in the entrepreneurial space, you have the ability to go into these corporations and see things from different perspectives, helping them get situated, helping them clean up their systems, helping them create more profits and scalability and all the things that's kind of like the behind the scenes. And so obviously, you know, all the works that you do is so greatly needed. So I love that you shared that. And for those listening, real quick, Ilona and I connected a couple months ago when we first met, and man, did we not realize, like, we actually worked for the same company at the same time. And in the same company, you know, she's working in New York City and I was working in Buffalo, New York, and I got transferred out to Columbus, Ohio, which is where I'm at today. So had I not worked with that company, I wouldn't be where I'm at today after 20 years of being in Columbus. Our stories and our journeys overlapped in so many ways. And here we are, for me, at this, in this place, 20 years later, and I had left the company close to 16 years ago and have been in the entrepreneurial space as well. Really, our passion come from being able to see and witness that on both sides, because we can relate, like we've been on that. So it's like, oh man, how do we help those individuals, but how do we also help the corporations and the teams? Because you realize the importance of the works that you do and the impact that it will make beyond. I don't think I'd ever met somebody who has walked as closely in alignment or the same path as Ilona. And here we are, you know, all these years later that we finally, you know, have a chance to connect and share those stories. So Ilona, just tell us a little bit more, because I know that you have this incredible book, and you have quite a few books actually, but your newest one. And I think that this is the one that really speaks, you know, with your book, which is Visionary Purpose-Driven Leadership. And that's really built around the life school. So taking business, taking life, taking this entrepreneurial journey, how did that all start for you? Let's talk about your vision and your roadmap that has really led you into pursuing this purpose-driven calling.
Love that you connected a few dots, and I resonate with a lot of the things that you said behind the purpose piece too, because again, there's a reason why we do the work we do and why we feel like at this phase and stage of our journey, we want to serve others through whatever it is that we really have clarified based on our experience or personal journeys as well. So I also love to hear the purpose piece, because that actually is very much connected to the leadership piece, right? And one of the things that I was very happy with the company that I work for and which you also work for is being at that C-suite level and seeing how a big corporation is actually built, right? And getting that bird's eye view on, okay, hold on, operations, processes, there's no other way that this company got to where it is without the right people in the right places, leveraging their expertise, creating spaces in the company where people can grow, learn and contribute, and always move into those next positions based on obviously the career paths and the career journey. So that's something that was very interesting to me. And that's what I put in my book as well around the operations piece, because I know that in our space or in the space that I work with now with a lot of entrepreneurs that are maybe just startups or like medium-sized businesses, they don't always have that knowledge, expertise, or even the resources to be able to grow from that company where they are to a bigger company. That's why I always say that the function of a business is always to be independent from its owner, from its founder. I've seen this firsthand, and I've seen how obviously somebody can go from a tiny company to a bigger company. So that's why for me, operations is a very important piece. But then the next skill, the level set, is always the leadership, understanding how to align with the right people in your, whether it's your small business, your first couple of clients, all the way to your communities and collaborators or clients in the long space of your business journey. Leadership is very important. And it's one of those things that either we have an ability around it, or we can learn how to be a more empathetic listener, right? So then you know exactly what is the right next steps for you, so that you can start aligning the right people around your vision. And conscious leadership is always about the leader always learning and growing as well. Because unless you know what you are focusing on, then how do you know who you need to attract as part of your team or as part of your culture, as part of your community. Connecting all those dots at that higher level, sometimes with the small businesses, small business owners are afraid of the leadership piece because we have those stories of, wow, I don't know if I can lead people. I don't know if I can lead myself sometimes. I don't know if I have these abilities. But I've learned from my school of life, which is also my company, that we can learn everything. We can learn every skill. And with enough practice and repetition and aligning ourselves with the right people to support us, that's really what's necessary at the next level as you grow and expand your vision and your impact and your company. It's always in the systems and the leadership piece. So that's what I would say around, you know, even the reason why I wrote the book and the level of leadership that's needed today. Cultures should be more inclusive, right? Diversity should be encouraged, because people that really understand what they're working towards will absolutely be more productive, and you can retain your talent. And with your talent, you can grow. So it's almost like everything is connected together so that companies can really create impact and generate profits, so they can put that into bigger causes and bigger things based on everybody's individual vision.
I love that you went in depth on the leadership. And I think that, you know, for those that are listening, sometimes that word leadership can feel so big and ambiguous because there's so many different leadership styles. There's also ways of how you perceive and receive this leadership. So if you are working for a corporation, you might have been introduced to leadership through a boss that wasn't very kind. And so like, you're thinking, okay, I don't want to be that kind of a leader. So again, you know, leadership comes through that experience. And I love that you do mention about the one style of leadership that I want to point out here. First and foremost is self-leadership, right? How are we showing up for ourselves first before we start to lead others, before we can take on other responsibilities and roles in that leadership? So I think that that's definitely worth noting, because self-leadership, again, how are you showing up? How are you taking care of yourself? What are you thinking? What are you consuming, right? So like all this stuff really comes back to you as that individual, which then creates that lens of how you perceive leadership. So if you're seeing a leader that isn't leading by your perceived example, that's something to definitely take note. So I love that you shared about the self-leadership, but definitely the things that really stand out, and maybe this is because, again, the season that I'm in is like, I'm all about just like faith-fueled, purpose-driven women. It's easy to get derailed, especially if you're new into business or just a few years into it, or maybe you're at a crossroads where you're just thinking, well, I don't even know where to go. I don't even know what I'm doing. And it all comes back to that alignment of purpose, right? So your core mission, your vision, and your values, what is it that aligns with you that you can really step into and start harnessing more of this purpose-driven life? And that's what your book is really to help tell that story, right? To highlight those areas so that individual can really start to step confidently into their self-leadership and pursue that purpose-driven mission, right?
Yeah, I love that you mentioned women, because I think this is the time when women are rising, so to speak. We are all learning, growing. We're all building companies. We're all out there learning, personal developing ourselves, overcoming a lot of traditional role expectations, overcoming a lot of identity attachment, you know, from our roles, right? I'm a mom, I'm this, I'm that. And we are healthfully growing into the better versions of ourselves. So when it comes to leadership and when it comes to growing a business, I think a woman is powerful because we have, our nature has created us with nurturing, the nurturing functionality, I guess you could say. We're all nurturers, right? As women, and we have a very sixth sense, which we're not really taught on how to use. And those are amazing for leadership, because when you can intuitively align, you know, with the right people around you and pick up the needs, right? What are the needs of your team? And what are some of those things, or even your clients, as you intentionally try to figure out, you know, what are the gaps? What are the problems that my client cares about, or my team cares about, right? Or my investors, depending on what level of, you know, or journey you're in as far as an entrepreneur. But we have such an attunement as women, especially, that that's honestly our biggest superpower. And the more we remove a lot of our fears, remove a lot of our, you know, self-worth, which is usually attached to our pricing or, you know, negotiating for bigger deals or growing our companies, well, you know, and creating a bigger impact, the more we absolutely can, you know, create this nurturing environment around us, you know, where people feel safe and where everything can be nurtured, because people pick up that energy. And now, you know, more than ever, we're talking about authentic alignment, how important it is with everything we do. Because if you're authentic and if you're yourself and your brand is authentic, whether it's your personal, your company's brand, then you know that, you know, it's going to take less traditional work based on kind of what we have learned
that
we can do to grow our businesses, to be able to align with the right opportunity. So we work smart and not hard. And we definitely have that capability. That's what I would say around leadership and women and the purpose part. We're very well connected to nurturing and serving. And if we have that, now we have to develop the other side, which is more on the masculine side of, okay, I know that I'm worth it. Here's what I have to bring to the table. And here's the win-win situations that I want to align myself with, and learn to say no. Learn to say no when something does not align with you. I think that's another very important piece that I've also learned, being a people pleaser and recovering perfectionist and a very ambitious person, but for the lack of self-love that I was feeling, because I felt like, okay, let me just achieve, and that's the way that I fit in the world, and that's the way I receive the love from the people that I care about. But all that inner work will help you start to get aligned, and you are doing things for the right reason. And you know that we're all born with gifts. So you just start exploring all these amazing gifts, and then you just align other people with that. And that, to me, that's the highest form of leadership anyway. Collaboration and aligning with the right people at the right moment.
I love that you brought that up. Thank you for unpacking that, because you're spot on. It's like us as women, we have something that makes us so unique and different from our traditional male counterparts, especially when it comes into business, right? Because that was so very cut and dry. When you bring in the female perspective, we're leading intuitively. We know how to nurture. We know how to care. We know how to lead. But are we doing that for ourselves, right? So that comes back to that whole concept of self-leadership. And for us to become better leaders, we have to look within. We have to kind of unpack a lot of that, a lot of our stuff, right? You know, the past, the hurts, the traumas, the dramas, all that stuff, because that eventually is going to mask our highest potential to lead. And it's about us discovering and becoming. And so, to attest to your people pleaser and former perfectionist, as former people pleaser is what I call myself, and a recovering perfectionist, because in my book, Chasing Perfection, that was what it was. It was about everything that I can achieve would be validation for my work. And it was a constant chase of enoughness, where I think that even if somebody's like, well, I don't struggle with enoughness, we all do in some form. And it's just in, you know, colored in a different way. But that enoughness will always lead us to chase something that is beyond our ability, because what we're already gifted is within. And so you touched upon this, our gifts, right? So I kind of color that as like our tags, our talents, abilities, gifts, and our skills. So that makes us unique. And so when we can harness our uniqueness, we start to show up differently. We start to lead our lives differently. We start living intentionally with purpose, passion, and a desire to make an impact and a difference in the world that we're at, or the world that we're in, but also a place of where we're at. So is our community coming with us? Is our team coming with us? Our clients coming with us? And so all of that really starts all within. And so being that visionary, you have that goal in mind, but getting to that vision is really about self-leadership and self-guidance. Because when you start showing up in a place that feels more authentic and aligned with who you are, because now that you've discovered or uncovered and started stepping into this higher version of you, authenticity goes hand in hand with confidence. And I think that the more we repeat that cycle, the more confident we become and the more authentic we become. And there strips away all those masks and facades and the people pleasing and thinking that everything has to be perfect and validated in that enoughness. Because when you know who you are and whose you are, you start to show up and you start living with, on, and for a purpose. We're here for a short amount of time. If we're not living and leading a life that feels congruent or in alignment with the person that you are, or maybe you still have some discovering about that, either way, life is meant to evolve. And so even you might be thinking, I'm living on and for a purpose now, but then you're not going to be the same person you are in 5 years. So allowing yourself that flexibility and grace to evolve and grow, and the more that you keep refining and sharpening those skill sets, the more authentic you start becoming, the more confident you become. And so this kind of repeats that cycle. And so obviously you can find a lot of this information all in your book, right?
Yeah, you said it so perfectly. I'm just listening, right? Because that's exactly what it is. And I have also found that when we're not in alignment with purpose, life will give you signs. You'll hear little whispers, you'll feel uncomfortable, you get anxiety, the outside circumstances start happening, and it's not positive things. So it's almost like the universe is aligning things so that it can just shake you up a little bit, just like, this is not your path. And I've realized that every door that has closed, or if something did not go my way, it was because it was not for me. I'd be like, why? I wanted to get that, you know, opportunity or whatever. But then looking back in retrospect, as time has gone by, I'm like, oh, that's why that didn't work, because I was supposed to go here and this is way better than that little thing. There's just a tinier dot and vision from what I could see. So, because you can't see the whole staircase sometimes, you just have to take that one step at a time. But another one that you said, you know, back to what you were saying with the vision part, I've always learned that it's important to just, if you don't know what the next step is and you are just, your purpose is kind of clouded, just take your time, stay patient, go back to spending their time for yourself. And then your next insight will come and the download will come. And then you know exactly who to align with. And if you're going to be of their purpose and impact, it's always usually what I've learned is always the who, not so much the how. Because sometimes we're always like, we want to have certainty in our lives. So we're always looking for security. We're like, well, how am I going to get there? So just trusting in the process and knowing that you'll get that insight and then you'll get that who. You just have to pay attention to all the dots connecting around you. And if you just get, you know, used to that, you'll just start connecting bigger dots and you'll just, then life will be so much easier and you'll just really be at peace because you know the right thing will be for you in the right time and your own unique journey is there, you know, for you and there's no competition anymore. Just about how much impact can I create? How many people can I help? How can I be at that highest level of service based on my intuitive gifts and all of that? So yeah, that's at least what I've learned, that I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish more people know there's a better way to live life. A lot of that is in the book.
Yes, and there is a better way to live life. And if you want to learn more about it, obviously pick up a copy of Ilona's book, which is Visionary Purpose-Driven Leadership. And to that point, it's like giving yourself grace. I mean, you're not going to find out who you are overnight. You're not going to find your vision or purpose, all these things overnight. It's about being curious, being open-minded and willing to explore, but also willing to put yourself out there, take risks, fail often. And when you do, just get back up. That's the resiliency that you start building. You're just that bouncy ball, bounce down, bounce back up. And now you just quickly learn from that. You say, okay, that door was shut. That one wasn't for me. That's what I learned. You start picking up these pieces in life and puzzling them together, not necessarily of how to get to your vision, but also as reminders of how not to get to your vision, right? Because all this stuff is also showing you both ways. And so to your point about, you know, finding out who you are and figuring out, like, it's going to come over time. And it's about just, again, exploring, being curious, you know, learning every day something new about yourself. But if you don't know where you're going, give yourself grace, give yourself patience, give yourself permission to start going to do the things that light you up. So sometimes those passions, we think, well, if I'm going to jump ship into this entrepreneurial space, I can't start with my passions because those are hobbies. No, that's a great place to start because what lights you up will sustain you in the long run. So that gift that lights you up, that passion, I always say when you're looking for purpose, it's the intersection of passion and purpose. And that's that intersection where they overlap. And that could be something that's like, it lights you up or it pisses you off, but those are the things that are now fueling you to pursue something greater, bigger, and make a difference in the lives and in this world that we're in. So I love that you shared all of these tips and strategies as well. And so your book is greatly needed and definitely something that was going to make a huge difference in the impact that you hope to leave here on this earth and is part of your core mission and your vision as well. So Ilona, tell our listeners how they could find out more about you, where they can buy your book and books and all the things that you have going on, because you are making a huge difference in this world. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to connect and share your works with our listeners as well.
Well, yes, thank you so much for the beautiful space you just held and so how beautifully you just articulated a lot of those important pieces that I know the audience will probably take away a lot of value from. They can find, I have my hub on my website, they can find a lot of great resources around purpose and profit alignment at IlonaLopariCoaching.com. And I also have a podcast, the Life School Masterclass Show, where they can connect with visionaries, connect with other amazing women entrepreneurs, really making an impact in the world and always involved or interested in the evolution of the personal or professional impact that they can have. So that's also on my website, and it's called the Life School Masterclass Show.
Well, awesome. All of that will be in the show notes below. So be sure to follow Ilona to connect with her. And if you pick up a copy of this particular book or any of her books, be sure to reach out. Let her know that you've read it, that her work is making an impact in your life. We are just grateful for you, Ilona, for being here and sharing all of this with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.